You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NFL Draft is coming up on Thursday, and we have some shocking bold predictions from Dave Richard here on Fantasy Football Today in 5. I'm Jamie Eisenberg. That's Dave Richard. Upcoming NFL Draft, and time for Dave to give us some bold predictions. So, Dave, you got three of them. What's bold prediction number one?
Number one, the New England Patriots trade out of number three and then trade up to number five, and they're the team that ends the draft with J.J. McCarthy as their quarterback.
So they trade out of three.
To Minnesota.
Who goes to three? Minnesota?
Minnesota goes and gets Drake May. I don't think that's bold enough, though.
And then they trade back to number
five. I want the second step. The trading back, and I think it's been worked out, that the Chargers want to move back. They don't want to pick at five. They want to accumulate picks. And the Patriots get so much in trade from Minnesota that they use most of that, not all of that, obviously, but most of it to move back up to five and get JJ.
So still get their quarterback. Vikings get their quarterback. Chargers still get a draft haul. That works out well for probably all three teams. And maybe the Patriots have JJ McCarthy as the quarterback they've been looking at all along. So we'll see if that unfolds. That's very bold that the Patriots making a lot of moves in the first five picks of the NFL draft. Bold prediction number two.
Brandon Ayuk heads to the AFC, and he's not the only wide receiver to get traded on draft day. Now you're going to try and tell me, all right, name the other receiver. I know that AJ Brown's name has been floated around. That would surprise me. T. Higgins is out there. What about one of these other receivers that's in a contract year? You know, Chris Godwin's in a contract year, and Dave Canales is now in Carolina. Is there a correlation there? Could there be another trade involving a wide receiver? I think there will be. It might be something that we just haven't necessarily thought about yet, and we'll actually see it happen during the draft. But I think Ayuk is going to be one of those guys who's moved. The 49ers are going to be smart about it. They're not going to keep him in the NFC. They're going to let him hang in the AFC. Buffalo makes a ton of sense. And I think it'll take the same type of compensation that the Titans got for AJ Brown a couple of years back.
First, so we talked about this really on our wish list show on Wednesday. And you said, you know, Ayuk to the Bills. We kind of talked more about the Josh Allen part of this. If Ayuk does go to Buffalo, he is wide receiver what in fantasy for 2020?
Jamie, if he goes to Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, or even Kansas City, and obviously Kansas City, he's a top 10 fantasy receiver. He might work his way to like 8 or 9 in my rankings. I feel like right now, don't quote me on, I think Chris Olave is at 9 in my rankings. I don't feel great about that, but I don't know who to put there that's ranked behind him. Ayuk would be a slam dunk because he's a bona fide number one wide receiver on a new team where he's not. This wouldn't be the case in Kansas City. He wouldn't necessarily share to the same level that he shared in San Francisco. He'd see more targets per game.
He goes to Buffalo. He is probably wide receiver 7 for me. Right now he's like wide receiver 14. So I would love that situation for him.
Yeah.
Josh Allen,
top 15-ish type of pick, right?
He'd be, well, right now, wide receiver 7 for me, I believe, is Puka. So he's a borderline first round pick.
Right.
So,
sure.
It would be hard to keep Brandon Ayuk in Buffalo out of my first round. And then what does that mean for Deebo Samuel quickly, just if Ayuk does leave, just period, where does Samuel now move up, and George Kittle as well?
I think San Francisco would draft a wide receiver, and there's a lot of wide receivers that can run slant routes and has speed in this draft. What if Xavier Worthy goes to San Francisco? You know, they have the second to last pick in round one. They would then have two late picks if they traded with Buffalo, for example. One of those picks could be spent on Worthy. It could be spent on Brian Thomas if he falls because of his shoulder situation. There's a lot of speed that's out there that can be replaced, and it's a contract headache. The 49ers have a lot of contract headaches coming up, but that would leave one of them, and a pretty big one, if they move on from Ayuk and replace him with one of the receivers in this draft that has a lot of speed.
If you do have the ability to make moves in your dynasty league, pick up Juwan Jennings just to stash him. You never know what can happen, but he would be the next man up in that 49ers passing attack right now if, in fact, they don't spend an early pick on a wide receiver. All right, bold prediction number three, Dave, is?
This kind of plays into something that we talked about on the Wish List podcast on Wednesday, Jamie. Blake Corum goes to Harbaugh. John Harbaugh.
Okay.
You don't think John Harbaugh isn't paying attention to what his brother Jim did at Michigan? You don't think he saw what Blake Corum can do? And they draft Corum to be the heir apparent to Derrick Henry in Baltimore. And Corum spends a year working as a part-time back. They've got Keaton Mitchell too. So in the future, it could be Keaton Mitchell and Blake Corum as a 1-2 punch. And they've always used multiple running backs in Baltimore. Maybe they don't do it as much moving forward with Derrick Henry. But once they're through with Derrick Henry, it's Blake Corum as the main plug in that offense. And then you've got Keaton Mitchell as the change of pace guy.
And Mitchell coming off of a torn ACL, we hope will be fully recovered for this year, but it could take some time for him to get back to the level he
probably
was at before.
Will.
Mm-hmm. The injury. So yes, that would be fun for 2025 and beyond. Could be a little bit of a headache for 2024 if they spend some high level pick on a running back, but I think we all know at this point there's not going to be a lot of first round picks going to the running back position, maybe not even a lot of second round picks going to the running back position. So if they get the right price on a running back like Corum, that would make some sense for the long term. Short term could be a little frustrating, but I do like all three of those bold predictions, especially if Ayuk does end up in Buffalo. That's Dave Richard. I'm Jamie Eisenberg. This is Fantasy Football Today in 5. We'll be back on Thursday covering the NFL draft. We'll have you covered with all of your NFL draft needs right here on FFT 5.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.